Now they said they wanted to hear Paul, and they took him and brought him under Areopagus, that is Mars Hill, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is." Now I've been on Areopagus. It's a very peculiar formation of rock that's at the base, actually, of the Acropolis. Up on top would be the Parthenon and the buildings that were connected with it. And in this, frankly, very lovely setting, beautiful buildings, statuary, but a city given over wholly to idolatry. Now, Paul is brought here to speak, and it's up from the marketplace there, too. It's a very interesting place. I think every preacher who's been there, except myself, has read Paul's sermon here on Mars Hill on top. And when I was there, why, another preacher began to read it. And I didn't like the way he's reading it, so I went way over to the other side of the rock, and I sat down with my Bible, and I just read it. It's a good place to go to read this that we're going to take up. But today, unfortunately, you and I won't be able to go to Mars Hill to read this. But let's put down some of the foundation here. Now, they said to him, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is." You talk about being in the dark. These people were worse off than the Galatians or the people in Philippi or in Thessalonica. Why? Well, they thought they knew something. The hardest people in the world to reach with the Word of God and the gospel are church members. They don't think they need it. They think that on Skid Row that they ought to have the gospel. And they think that they've got a few friends that ought to have it. But these church members today, they don't think they need it. And they can be as mean. Oh, they can be mean and sinful. And yet they don't seem to recognize that they really need a Savior. Not only to save them from sin, but to save them in their daily living. To make that count for God. Now will you notice, they say to him, "For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean. We'd like to hear you." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. And this is the way that America's going to seed today. You ever look at TV programs? Well, I do. I'll be honest with you, they're boring to tears. These talk programs are absolutely boring as they can be. Everybody's trying to come up with something new. They're trying to say something novel. They're trying to say something smart, something sophisticated. That's the same old story. The Athenians tried the same thing. And I think they had quite a bunch of hippies back in that day. They're not working. They're not doing anything. They're just talking new theories, new ideas. The human family always reaches that place of sophistication. They think they know something, and they didn't. They didn't know the most important thing in the world. And Paul had a great opportunity. Now, there are those that say Paul failed on Mars Hill, that at Athens he fell on his face. I totally disagree with that. I believe that this was probably one of the greatest messages Paul ever brought. In fact, every message he brought, I think, is the greatest. But this is a great message.